A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. The apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, Cilicia, and Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey the same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Revelation. The angel took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stone as its foundation, on which were inscribed 12 names, the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so then when it happens, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In Africa, young girls who consecrate themselves to God as nuns dress up as brides for a wedding and sing a love song to Jesus. A few years after such religious ceremony, a young nun who had been having a rough time in her mission assignment comes back to the convent and asks the Mother Superior, Mother, is it really true that we are spouses of Christ? Yes, it is true, my daughter, replied the Mother Superior. Why do you ask? Well, stemmed the young nun, since I was professed 5 years ago, I haven't actually felt anything. The poor nun may not have felt anything, yet she remains on the right track in understanding the relationship between Jesus and his devotees in terms of a love relationship. When Jesus speaks in today's gospel of those who love me, he is referring to his followers. For Jesus, those who love me, is another way of saying my disciples, or those who believe in me, or simply Christians. The relationship between Christians and Christ is essentially a love relation. This is why Jesus said in John, I do not call you servants any longer. I call you friends. Yet many of us feel more comfortable serving Jesus as boss rather than relating to him as a friend. There is a limit to what a boss can demand of you. There is no such limit when it comes to the friendship and intimacy. One thing we know about love is that lovers want to be with each other. But Jesus is not physically present. We cannot physically see him or touch him. This is the dilemma we see in problems of the young nun. How can you love an absent Jesus? This is what today's gospel is all about. In today's gospel, Jesus prepares his apostles for this great moment. He tells them that when he leaves them, the Holy Spirit will teach them everything they need to know and will remind them of everything he himself has taught them. Jesus knew that all the time he had spent preaching and healing would be in vain without the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Even as he tried to prepare them for his death the next day, he knew that only the Holy Spirit could give them the courage that they would need to baptize and preach the good news to all the world. Already our bishops are visiting their parishes in order to confer the sacrament of confirmation. At this ceremony, one of the readings is almost always from the Acts of the Apostles, which describes the apostles at prayer suddenly feeling great power come to them in the form of fiery tongues. From the weak and uncertain men, they become courageous, bold followers of Christ. In the first reading from Acts, the apostles, we learn that the events that led up to the first Ecumenical Council of the Church in Jerusalem. It was there that a courageous decision was made to welcome non-Jews into the church without requiring that they be circumcised or made to follow the law of Moses. Only the power of the Holy Spirit present at the council could have provided that decision. This is a good week for us to ask ourselves how we make use of the gifts of the Holy Spirit which we receive at our confirmation. Our new Holy Father, Pope Francis, urges us to close imitation of life of Jesus. He urges us to be protectors of the poor and the needy, and to preach by one of our actions. What might have happened if the apostles had decided to hold treasure of God's word to themselves? The newborn church would have withered and disappeared within a few years. Jesus did not prepare his followers for an easy life. That's not why he died on the cross or why he rose from the dead. As he loved us to death, so he expects us to pay the price for the glory of eternal life. And we ask this through Jesus, amen.